Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hey guys, you are listening to episode number 63 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about an often overlooked aspect of personal growth, which is the power of your environment. Now, before we dive in, I am just going to be honest and say the last couple weeks, I have been, I guess you can call it a hormonal cloud. Like, I feel like I've been in a little bit of a hormonal cloud the last couple of weeks. And I do have PMDD. I know I need to do an episode on what that is and my experience with it. And I will do that in the future. But some months I'm able to function and it's all okay. And then there's other months, like this past couple of weeks, where it just knocks me out. And I was telling Jared that it feels like almost like an out-of-body experience. Like, I can't think clearly. I'm not really rational. Like, it just does not make sense. I don't feel inspired. I don't have anything coming through. I usually have these aha moments and can function, can feel alive. And the last couple of weeks have been a little bit rough in that hormonal fog, cloud, I guess you can call it. And it has been lifted up. It's wild how that happens. All of a sudden, you'll wake up and be like, huh, I feel like me again. I feel inspired. All of a sudden, I can hear clearly. I can see clearly. I have all these downloads, these inspirational hits that are coming in. And this episode was one of those inspirational hits. And I was so excited to get it because I was like, ah, I'm out of the fog. I lived it. I survived it. It's a new day. Let's go. And so again, we're going to talk about, this is often overlooked, is the power of our environment. And when I say environment, I mean, I'm going to talk about three different environments here. Your body environment, your physical space around you environment, and also your social environment. And how all of this gets overlooked and what we can do to help cultivate an environment that is supportive to your goals, your aspirations, and your growth. So let's talk first about your body environment. The physical body, the emotional, the energetic states that influence your well-being. So that includes things like, and factors like your nutrition, your hydration, your physical fitness, your stress levels, your overall mental health. I want you to think, are you creating an environment that is supportive to your goals, that is supportive to your growth? Are you setting yourself up for an upgrade, or are you having the capacity to stay the same, even though your desire is to grow? Are you consuming information that uplifts you or distracts you most of the time? And that last one, that is mainly for your emotional and your mental environment. A big part of that is all of the information that we are consuming. All of the news, the Instagram things, like just all of the things. Are we consuming more things that are a distraction and makes you feel a certain way, like frustrated and upset at the world? Or are you consuming more often than not information that uplifts you and inspires you and encourages you to just do better overall, to maximize your own personal potential so that that can be a reflection to the people around you and the people that you love? So that's something to chew on there, something to ponder about, something to journal about. Your body environment, is it in a place where it is supportive to your actual goals? Because more often than not, we set these goals and we want the upgrade. We want the software to be upgraded, but we're not creating an environment that is helpful for that. We're not creating an environment that is supportive to that. So that's why I want you to think about your body environment, your emotional environment, your mental environment. Is it in a supportive to your goals place, or is there some work to be done? And I think there's always going to be work to be done. There's always something that we can optimize and tweak and learn more from with when it comes to our own personal growth. Hopefully, we are always evolving and growing into the version of us that we are wanting to be, and not kind of downgrading into a version of us and staying stuck in the same repetitive patterns that aren't serving us. So the second thing is your physical space, your physical environment. So I was just talking to my middle daughter about this, how important it is, because she was saying something that I remember telling my mom at around the same age, is like, what's the point of me cleaning my room? Like, it's my room. I only sleep in it. It doesn't matter if it's dirty. I'm at school most of the day anyway. And I just said, look, sweetheart, this is your sacred space. When things get overwhelming in your life, when you just need a little time to yourself, this is your sacred space. Do you want your space to be smelly and cluttery and stinky and all of that? Or do you want and feel more flustered when you step into the room? Or do you want it to feel more inviting, more open, more airy, more peaceful for you? A cluttered space is a cluttered mind. This is what I told her. I don't know if it came through her brain or not. We'll see as time goes on. But it's just, I think it's such an important lesson to learn even at a young age, is a cluttered space is a cluttered mind. Your personal environment affects your mental clarity. So think about your physical space around you right now. Even if you're driving in your car, maybe it's the space in your car or your bedroom or your kitchen or whatever it is. Is it in a place that is supportive to you? Is there anything you can do to make it just a little more peaceful and inviting? I think about like your fridge and your pantry. Those are ones that often get cluttered and, you know, things just bog down in there because it's life and kids and the things. But as you're thinking about becoming a healthier person overall, think about what a healthy person's pantry looks like. What does a healthy person's fridge often look like? And their physical space around them. What kind of things? Like, success leaves clues, right? So healthy people around you are leaving clues of like, oh, yes, I can be doing that. Maybe it's not that same exact thing, but you know, simple things like adding a plant, adding something beautiful to your space that you love, decluttering that fridge and the pantry and not buying as much junk, maybe opting for something different, creating a physical space that is supportive to your overall well-being, that is supportive to your overall goals. And the next step is your social environment. I think this one is the one that has taken me the longest to grasp and kind of the hardest to do, to get your people around you, your social environment, with the people you interact with, the spaces you inhabit, even the energy that fills these spaces, it significantly influences your ability to evolve. So when we surround ourselves with supportive, uplifting people, we're going to create a more fertile ground for our aspirations and our growth. I was just telling a group of girlfriends that I have, that's been more of a recent thing, actually, this particular group of friends. I was telling each one of them how much I admire each one of their unique qualities, and they are a reflection of what I want to instill more in myself. And I think that's so important, to surround yourself with people like that, that inspire you and challenge you to do better. And you take the envy and the jealousy and the, you know, all those kind of things out of it. And you are able to see them and see the beautiful qualities that they have and what you want more of for yourself out of those qualities. Because you're bringing them into your space for a reason. Like, there's something about these women, from my example anyway, something about these women that each one of them have such an amazing quality that I want to instill in myself. So I want them to be around me, even if it's not all the time. It's like you still want them part of your life, your circle. So imagine stepping into the kind of reality where encouragement flows, where more conversations than not fuel your passion and your ambition and your gratitude for life. What do you want to be anchored by? Do you want to be anchored by more negative frustration that's tethering you down? Or would you rather be anchored by a foundation of more positive encouragement and inspiration? It takes work to really be honest with yourself about your physical environment, about your body environment, your physical space, your social environment. It takes like a bit of a gut check. It takes a bit of reflection to see, does my environment support my overall goals and aspirations and my growth, or does it not? What gets to be changed here? It's about creating a vibrant ecosystem around you, one that nurtures your most authentic self. So ask yourself, how does your current environment reflect who you're becoming? Not who you are right now, but who you're becoming. How does your current environment reflect who you're becoming? So by consciously cultivating a supportive environment, your body, your physical space, and your social environment, we open ourselves up to new opportunities and transformation. So let's commit to fostering these environments that encourage your growth, that encourage connection, that encourage love. And remember, when we change our environments, again, those three environments I'm talking about specifically, we often find that we can start to change our life. And that is huge. We often find that when we start tweaking our environments to be more supportive in our aspirations, in our overall growth and emotional stability, your mental stability, your physical body, that is only going to reflect back to the people around you, the people in your home, the people that matter the most around you. As you grow, they will see that. Some people may not be ready for that growth and they'll start to maybe dwindle off or fall off. And that's okay. You will start to cultivate a social environment with people that are a reflection of who you're becoming or who you want to become. Okay? I hope you could feel that fire in me, because this is something that I thought about this morning, actually. Like, our three environments that matter so much, that play such a role. And I don't know why my brain goes to threes. There must be something about that in the numerology world. I don't know. But I always think about it in threes. It's like your body environment, your physical space, and your social environment all play a role, all make an impact on your overall well-being. Where are you at, girl? How can we start to change it? Where in your ecosystem needs to be tweaked a little bit? What about it? So your challenge today is to, one, either do some decluttering in your physical space and add something beautiful, something more peaceful. Two, make sure that your body environment is supportive for your goals. We're talking the back to the foundations, the vitamins, the rest, the nutrition, your fridge. What does it look like? What are you buying on a regular? And then your social environment. Maybe reach out to a friend that inspires you and tell them how much they inspire you and what it is about them. And that way you can start to bring that more into your space. All right, guys, that's all I have for you today. Have a great weekend. I'm actually off to Mexico this weekend, so we'll see if I can sneak in one more episode before that. We're staying for 7 nights with the whole fam. And grandma included, actually. So this is going to be quite the adventure. I can't wait to tell you all about it when we return. And until then, talk to you later. Bye.